With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. My name is Derek Brown, and on today's show, we're going to break down my top 23 wide receivers for 2023. But first, draft like the pros with the Fantasy Pros Best Ball Draft Kit. Yes, baby, it is live. It comes equipped with expert rankings, ADP, positional primers, strategy articles. I mean, it is a mountain of content. Premium subscribers even get access to exclusive content on roster construction and how to approach each stage of the draft. Upgrade your draft preparation with the Fantasy Pros Best Ball Draft Kit today at fantasypros.com/bestball. Now, on to my top wide receivers for 2023. Number 23, Marquise Brown. Look, we've seen that DeAndre Hopkins could be on the move. In weeks 1 through 6, Marquise Brown was the wide receiver 7 in fantasy. 26% target share. He proved he's up to the task to being the wide receiver 1 for the Cardinals. Enjoy him as a wide receiver 2. Number 22, Terry McLaurin. Last year was a tale of two halves for McLaurin. With Carson Wentz under center, 16.3% target share, 26% air yard share. He was not looking good for us in fantasy. But then Taylor Heinicke rode on his white horse. Da-da-da! With a 29% target share, 44% air yard share. I know Sam Howell might be the starter in Washington this year, but McLaurin could still gobble up volume as a wide receiver too. At wide receiver 21 is Calvin Ridley. The last time we saw Ridley on the field, he was still amongst the best receivers in the NFL. He was 7th in target share, 4th in air yard share, and 5th in route win rate. The skills didn't diminish just by being on the sideline or being at home for 1 year. With Trevor Lawrence taking a huge step forward last season, Ridley will be a rock-solid wide receiver 2 next season. Wide receiver 20, Brandon Ayuk. Ayuk set career highs across the board in 2022. 9th in PFF receiving grade, he was 8th in open rate, tied with Devontae Adams. If his high leverage usage goes up, he was 36th in deep targets, 30th in red zone targets. If that goes up, the ceiling is massive for Ayuk, and the floor should be as a wide receiver 2. All right, wide receiver 19, Keenan Allen. Yes, Keenan Allen is getting a little bit long in the tooth, but when he was healthy last year, weeks 11 through 18, he was the wide receiver 4 in fantasy points per game. He posted his highest yards per route run since 2018. So there's reasons to be optimistic about Allen, despite his advancing age, and yes, he's going to be over 30, that he's still got juice left in the tank. Now, he could get cut. There's speculation he might not be a Charger walking into next year, but the talent is still real. Wherever he lands, he should gobble up targets. Number 18, DK Metcalf. Okay, so Metcalf was the wide receiver 24 last year, so I'm projecting a little bit better season walking into next year. He was still 18th in target share, 10th in air yard share. As long as Chef Geno continues to cook the way he did last year, DK Metcalf can crush last year's numbers, with Tyler Lockett being a year older and the offense possibly leaning more on Metcalf's strengths. Wide receiver 17, Christian Watson. Watson's my dude, and he showed everybody that he is the dude. Once healthy, he proved that the cream does rise to the top. Oh, yeah. He emerged as the Packers' clear number one, 14th in open rate, 12th in yards per route run. I know there's questions under center. Maybe we get Jordan Love. Maybe it's Aaron Rodgers. Christian Watson should still lead this target tree in volume in the 2023 season. Wide receiver 16, Garrett Wilson. Wilson had a fantastic rookie season, and he can build on that next year, just assuming that we get decent quarterback play in New York, and I know that's a big assumption, but Wilson has the talent. Ninth in PFF receiving grade, 23rd in yak per reception. He has the possibility for more volume next year, quarterback upgrade. Everything is looking good for Garrett Wilson. All right, wide receiver 15, DJ Moore. DJ Moore had the usual DJ Moore type of season. He was excellent, and his quarterback play was putrid. DJ Moore, if he gets league average quarterback play, again, he can be even better than this ranking says. He was 12th in target share, 17th in targets per route run. The volume is there for him to easily be a wide receiver one in 2023. Wide receiver 14, T. Higgins. So T. Higgins had a little bit of a down year. Fell from wide receiver 12 in the previous season to wide receiver 26. After Chase returned in week 13, he saw his volume drop to a 20.2% target share and 31% air yard share. Joe Burrow is still amongst the cream of the crop as far as quarterbacks in the NFL. T. Higgins should have a nice bounce back season as a wide receiver too. All right, wide receiver 13, Slim Reaper himself, Devonta Smith. He was 13th in targets, raw target volume, 14th in target share, 19th in targets per route run. Jalen Hurts showed this last season he can support two high-end wide receiver options in fantasy. With a consolidated target tree heading into 2023, Smith is primed to roll it back again. All right, before we roll through the rest of my top 23 wide receivers, I gotta admit, I'm always looking for a new wrinkle, a new addition to my fitness routine, and that's why we have to discuss Fight Camp. Fight Camp is an interactive at-home boxing. They bring the best workout in the world to your home, and they make it fun. They explore thousands of workouts led by expert trainers with live punch counting stats that motivate you by counting every punch throughout your workout and pushing you to meet goals each round. Fight Camp makes boxing accessible to everyone, no matter your fitness level, no matter your age, or your experience with boxing. So join the biggest boxing community in the world without leaving the comfort of your home. Fight Camp packages start at just $99. They even offer some great financing options so you can get started for as low as $9 a month. To get everything you need, go to fightcamp.com/pros to learn more. That's fightcamp.com/pros. And now, on to my wide receiver ones for 2023. Number 12, Drake London. Now, I know he finished as a wide receiver 43 last year, but things are looking up. If earning targets is a skill, and it is, London proved he's amongst the league's best. Fifth highest target share, second highest target per route run rate. As long as the Atlanta Falcons get a little bit better quarterback play, London is prime, and I know this is spicy, to be a wide receiver one in 2023. Staying on the rookie train, wide receiver 11, Chris Olave. 15th in target share, 3rd in air yard share. With Michael Thomas likely gone and Jarvis Landry out the door, Olave is primed to walk into 2023 as the clear number one target in the Saints passing offense. All right, number 10, Jalen Waddle. Finished as a wide receiver 12 last year in fantasy points per game, 10th in yaks, 7th in receiving yards. If Tyreek Hill shows any signs of breaking down or slowing down in his advancing age, Jalen Waddle could easily crush this ranking. Number 9, my guy, A.J. Brown, posted career highs across the board, and all the concerns about Jalen Hurts as a passer should be out the window, out the door. A.J. Brown is that dude, and he can be a wide receiver one again, heading into the prime of his career in 2023 with what we saw last season. All right, wide receiver 8, Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp was just an injury away. Like, if he'd have stayed healthy, man would have been a top 3 wide receiver. He was wide receiver 1 in fantasy points per game, top 5 in target share and target per route run rate. I know there's a little bit of trepidation with the Rams offense that we saw crater, but that did not affect Cooper Kupp. He's a wide receiver 1 with upside in 2023. Okay, wide receiver 7, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Wide receiver 10 last year, 11th in target share. He was 8th in red zone targets, but he only had 6 touchdowns. If he continues to get that type of red zone usage, he could see double-digit touchdowns and blow the roof off in 2023. Wide receiver 6, what is little left to say about Davante Adams, besides he's just that good every single year? He's had at least 100 receptions, 1,300 receiving yards, and 11 receiving touchdowns Last year was the fourth time he's done that in the last five seasons. He didn't show any signs of slowing down, so it's expecting to continue the train rolling in 2023. Wide receiver five, Stephon Diggs. He has stacked three consecutive 100 reception, at least 1,200 receiving yards, and eight receiving scores type of seasons, and he's primed to do it again, tied to Josh Allen. So invest in Stephon Diggs in 2023. Wide receiver four, Tyreek Hill. 31% target share, second best amongst all wide receivers, first in yards per route run. He was 40th in red zone targets, and if that comes up, he has the upside to be the wide receiver one overall in 2023. Wide receiver three, my guy CeeDee Lamb, the target vacuuming hog himself, had one of the quietest 100 reception, 1,300 receiving yard seasons in recent memory. He was the wide receiver seven. We're just now seeing the precipice of what CeeDee Lamb can do in fantasy. He's a top five wide receiver next season. Wide receiver two, Ja'Marr Chase. It's just Ja'Marr Chase doing Ja'Marr Chase things. Wide receiver four in fantasy points per game. He was third in red zone targets and fourth in total touchdowns, despite missing time last year. With a full season under his belt and continuing to improve, he has wide receiver one overall upside. Okay, the man, the king himself, Justin Jefferson, top five fantasy scoring wide receiver last year in 52.9% of his games. Nothing's changing in Minnesota. Kirk Cousins still going to be there. At least we're projecting. With Justin Jefferson going into the prime of his NFL career, he's the easy wide receiver one in fantasy walking into next year. All right, everyone, that is my top 23 wide receivers for 2023. Look, good luck in your best ball drafts. Head over there and check out that best ball kit over fantasypros.com/bestball and head over to Fight Camp. Look, we all got to worry about our fitness. It's time to get it right now. I'm out of here.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.